All right, good singing all the way around. We bless the Lord for the goodness of God, for all that He's done and for all that He's doing. We want to thank God especially for you mamas that are here this morning. We've got several other mothers in days gone by. Some of them are in heaven now, and so forth and on. And we bless the Lord for mothers and the privilege to have known them down through the years. And so we just want to say thank God for you. And take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31. We'll begin with about verse number 1, if you're able to stand. We'll look there in the chapter. And in this passage there, verse number 1, the Bible said the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways unto that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law. In case you wanted to make a note of that in your mind, liquor and law of God doesn't mix. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish, and wine to those that be of heavy hearts. And let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. That last part there that's permissible is a medicinal for a medicine that, if you will, please, whenever there wasn't anything better and stronger than what we have. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Bless, I pray, your holy name. We thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. All right, in the lesson that we're looking at on this Happy Mother's Day, I want to talk about a mother who raised a king. Now, you know, that's got to be an awesome responsibility. You've got a child that you're bringing up in the love, nurture, and admonition of the Lord that one of these days is going to be a king. And let me say to you that, if you will, that you'll find that some of the finest mothers that you and I know are right here in this building here this morning. And I realize and know that not every mother across the country is as good, and some of them, you know, have been a little cantankerous most of all of their life. But I will tell you, I want to thank God for you that love God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent, and that have spent and been spent for the cause of Christ with your family. It's good to know that. And by the way, let me say to you that I know that we're not talking about these mothers this morning that are not here. I know some mothers that are meaner than a junkyard dog. They should have been named Jezebel. They're so evil. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about good, godly, God-given, God-believing mothers that want to bring up their children for the cause of Christ, like you that are here this morning. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, is that we want to thank you for your faithful service down through the years. And in the lesson that we're looking at is that we find out here's a woman that's a teaching mother. You know, we don't come fully trained into the world. Somebody's got to train us. Somebody's got to teach us. And I'm glad that these mothers do that. My mother's gone. My wife's mother's gone. And there's a lot of other mothers that we have connected with this church that have since gone to be with the Lord. And I want to tell you right now, I miss every one of them. I'm glad to be able to say and to be able to know that, hey, I'll meet some of these mothers on the other side. You're sitting here this morning, and if you're a child of God, then you'll be able to say that as well. If you're not a child of God, I don't know exactly what you're waiting on. Time's going to be running out with you. And one of these days, God's going to call your number up to give an account unto God. I want to say a teaching mother, and here's what he's saying. This is a mother right here in the lesson there. This is a mother teaching her son that's going to become a king. And boy, what an awesome responsibility that must have been. Do you know she had something he could learn? I can tell you right now is that never get to the place in your life after where that you go to thinking, well, you know, mama's old, she's faux fogey, and I ain't got to listen to her. You better pay attention to what mama's got to say. in the lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out a teaching mother is teaching this boy something that he might be able to learn in the work of God and in the realm of the Lord. And I'll tell you something else, is that not only that, but you're going to find out she's got to teach him how to become a man. You got to teach somebody how to become a man. He's got to be able to look like a man, act like a man, walk like a man, talk like a man, be a man, have manly things. That's the reason I'm always, you know, through the years, you know, I've talked about that women, it's hard for them to turn loose of that first lock of hair. Give the boy a haircut when he needs it. It's hard for women, you know, to not want to just baby him and flower up his little britches and all. Dress him like he's a man, buddy. See that? You don't have to, amen. I know when I'm right, and what the Lord had to say that. You know, a mama has to teach manly things. And then not only that, but you're going to find out she got to teach little girls how to become women. To dress like little girls, to act like little girls. To be a lady, that doesn't mean that every now and again. We've got several women in here that I guarantee you could tackle any one of you men if they wanted to. And if you was playing some kind of football or baseball, they get rough, they're rowdy. But it ain't all that. You may be thinking, boy, I'll tell you right now, I was able to run roughshod over my boyfriend. Well, don't tell anybody else about it. Just keep doing it and be quiet about it. See? In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that you don't just automatically become the right kind of girl and the right kind of lady and the right kind of young man. You don't become that automatically. That has to be instilled in you and trained in you. And you mamas have done exactly that in days gone by, and we bless the Lord for it. There's some things we got to learn. That's the reason why, you know, every now and then, if you're coming, you've got a bobo and you're crying and you've got to get it all in this. And you kiss it a little bit and that, all right, now shut that up and be a man about it. It's not always that way. I want to say to you that things that we're teaching is that not only are things to learn, but things that we can lean on, things that are reliable, things you can trust. You realize and know that in the day and hour, the reason why the world's messed up so bad as it is, the home's been forsaken. People are going to the job instead of to the house. And as a result of it, they don't know who their kids are with, what their kids are doing, what their kids are being hammered and taught. And let me tell you, then whenever it goes sour, you stand amazed and think, oh, I didn't see that coming. How could you? How could you possibly? You've got to be watching because the devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he's after the minds of one of these kids. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to be able to find out is that there's some things we can look at that are reliable. And by the way, let me say to you, did you notice in verse number 2 and 3, what, my son? What, the son of my womb? See that? She's talking about a connection. Don't tell me it ain't none of your business, mama. I guarantee you there's a lot been invested in you. And let me say to you that mamas and daddies ought to be reliable and relied upon. You know, down through the years, here's what I found out, is that boys and girls, when they get a certain age, they don't listen to mama, they don't listen to daddy. They've already long time quit listening to the preacher. And you want me to tell you how soon that they can quit listening to the preacher? Just about the time you do. See? They learn by example. There ought to be a reliableness to where that, and here's what's killing America. Is this is sorry preaching. Don't do as I do as I'm telling you to do. That's just sorry preaching. They ought to learn by example. And if they don't learn by example, guess who the example was they were following? They're going to either follow you or follow somebody else up and down the road of life. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that she taught her son something that was reliable. And by the way, let me tell you, this mama taught something here that would be lasting. Now, you know what's wrong in the day we live in? There's a passage over there in the book of Hebrews. Don't lose your text, but if you turn to Hebrews, it's in chapter number 11. It's in about verse number 38 over there in the book of Hebrews. Now, here's what ends up happening, is that if you start out and fizzle out, something's wrong with that. There ought not to be. We're not Alka-Seltzer Baptist, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is, and then all of a sudden just fizzles out. But in the book of Hebrews, in chapter number 10, actually, and in verse number 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that should come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them that draw back unto perdition. In other words, here's a person living for God, walking with God, praying to God, preaching for the cause of Christ. We're not of them that draw back into perdition as though we've never heard the word of the Lord, but of them which believe to the saving of the soul. I got to say to you that make no mistake about it, is that on this fine Mother's Day that we're looking at, is that you gals have been up against nearly an impossible task. But thank God for your faithfulness and your service unto the Lord to bring them to the house of God. Now, I can tell you right now, I can't imagine any mama. I can remember used to when we first started out here. You'd have a whole lot of lost young men and young ladies that come because it's Mother's Day. But it wasn't long until they found out real quick, I do not love mama well enough to listen to that preaching anymore. We found out something real quick. I got to say to you that if you will, that make no mistake about it, is that when you got washed by the blood and born into the family of God, hey ladies, it's right to be able to bring your family and to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring them down to the house of God. And let me say to you that if you're not going to care enough about your own family to bring them to God's house, who's going to? Who is going to? I mean, somebody might come along one of these days and invite them to come to church and all that, but it's your responsibility as a mama and as a daddy, as a parent, to be able to be a good example to them and not be drawing back into perdition as though you weren't saved, but to be able to compress on and live for Christ and not start out and fizzle out, but to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Over there in the Bible says, over in the book of Titus in chapter number 2, verse 3 through 5, the most awesome responsibility that God gave a woman was to teach the women how to love their children, how to love their husbands. That's your responsibility. You know, the reason why there's so many kids that are going unloved and unwanted and uninstructed in the day we live in, somebody in the church is failing that. As we look into this Bible, we begin to recognize and realize and know that while we are trying to keep our home, we're trying to keep it in order and trying to keep it reminded. I remember every now and again, is that you'd run upon somebody and their language wouldn't be exactly what it ought to be. In fact, it wouldn't be anything like it ought to be. And I remember there were times that whenever that person that we would be dealing with or whatever would walk off and go another direction, and my mother, I remember saying, well, he sure did talk ugly, didn't he? We don't know what ugly talk is in the day we live in. I used to, you know, we'd hear somebody take God's name in vain, and you just feel like you need to go somewhere and take a bath and pray and ask God to help you. Now we don't even flinch. Don't even flinch. We're callous by familiarity. I got to tell you, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible said, Jesus said, I'm the Lord. And God said, I'm the Lord, and I've changed not, so forth and on. Not only is this mother giving this boy who's going to be a king something that's lasting, but let me tell you right now, she's a loving mother. In fact, she is a source of concern. She is one that wants you to look right and walk right and talk right and spit white. It means you ought not to be dipping snuff in case you miss that. Somebody, you know, one time I've got a lady, she's already dead and gone now. I believe Mammy knew the Lord. Her name, we called her Mammy. Her name was Desi, but we called her Mammy. And but anyhow, she had a heart for her family, and of course she didn't want them. She didn't believe they ought to smoke. She'd tell you in no uncertain terms and words that you ought not to be smoking in between spits of snuff. I said, Mammy, why is it you believe smoking's wrong, but you don't believe chewing, dipping snuff is wrong? Oh, well, that's why. Because, son, let me tell you, that tobacco's way too good to be wasting by burning it. And so as a result of that, you'll find she was against one aspect of it, but she'd spit in between telling you so that you'd know. I got to say to you that, if you will, please, is that we are not only concerned, but we're looking through some troublesome times, that we're concerned for our country and concerned for our children and concerned for those that are in America and that are born unto parents up and down the road of life. They said this morning on the news is that children or young people are flocking back to religion. Yeah, religion, it lets them live like they want to live, dress like they want to dress, act like they want to act, go where they want to go, do what they want to do. And it's all of it anti-God and anti-Bible and anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. I want to tell you, we're not to be in a self-serving business, but we are to be trying to raise a person that could be king or queen for the Lord. Remember over there whenever Timothy, and he says, I've known that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. That's a good thing to teach your family. Do you remember over there in 2 Timothy in chapter number 1? Is that you'll find out. He says, I want to remember, I seen unfeigned faith in thee. Was in your mama? Was in your grandma? That's the kind of thing that we ought to have. I say to you that, if you will, that wise counsel is what you good mamas here have done with your children. Now, don't beat yourself up if they didn't receive some of it. But let me tell you, it's going to be some concern of yours because of that. All right, in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, we're going to be looking there at a passage as we get down to the short row. But in the book of 1 Kings, in chapter number 11, do you know that the strongest man that's ever been upon the face of this earth was a man by the name of Samson? Remember that? Did you realize, though, that the man that was after God's own heart was a king? His name was David. Do you realize, though, that also that the smartest man that's ever been upon and recorded upon the face of this earth is a man by the name of Solomon? Now, Solomon, as a result of that, he ended up in 1 Kings chapter 11, and it's in about verse 11. And let me say to you, look in that passage there. Here's the man that's the wisest man that's on the face of the earth, born of women. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I've commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it unto thy servant. Now, I want to tell you what King Lemuel's being able to teach her son. And the mother of Lemuel, as she's taught him, she can refer back to Solomon. God didn't let Solomon by with that. He loved many strange women. He got to where that as a result of it, they corrupted his mind, they corrupted his heart, and he was the smartest man that's born of women upon the face of this earth. And let me tell you, God took the kingdom away because of the fact that he did not listen to the Lord and did not obey the Lord. And I got to tell you right up front, King Lemuel's mother taught him there are ways that's going to destroy your life if you just let it take over. You better watch out for women that are wild and for whiskey drinking, because that's not for kings and that's not for princes, because what it does is makes you forget the laws of God. But you'd better keep your eye focused upon and your heart open unto the blessed word of the Lord. As a result, in closing here this morning, there are people that are up and down the road of life that somehow or another you can preach all you want to preach to them and it just is not going to sink in. They just refuse it. They rebel against it. But I hope you're not one of them. I hope you're one of those that sees what God says and just believes it into their heart and soul and practices it with their everyday life. It's good to be saved and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. You know, I've never had a mama in all these years. I've never had a mama that lost a child who wasn't nothing but a dope head, a drunkard. I've never had a mama say, "I just want to say I'm proud of my dope head, drinking, drunken son or daughter." I've never had that in all these years. I've been doing this for over 50 years. I've had a lot of them pray for my son, pray for my daughter. I've had a lot of people wanting to pray for somebody they're connected with that are close. But I've never had anybody. I've never had anybody walk up to a coffin and look in there and say, "Well, you lived a drunk, you died a drunk, you was a dope head and died a dope head, and all of that, but we're proud of you." I've never had that. I've never had that. And you know the reason why? Is because when you get away from this book, there's not nothing to be proud of. See? It's good to be able to look around at these boys and girls, these young men and young ladies, and say, "Hey, I'm proud of these. I'm proud of them. They heard the word of the Lord, responded to the word of the Lord, and we thank God for mamas and daddies that brought them to the house of God." I wonder, on this fine Mother's Day, are you grateful unto the Lord for how good God's been? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, we ask on these mothers that have gathered here today. You know every need we have. You know exactly where we've been, what we've done. We realize and know that thou art God, beside thee there's none else. We pray now that you'd save the lost and lift up the downhearted. And dear God, may you especially bless all of these good mothers today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.